Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Jeopardy once again, thanks to the people over in the Parliament of the United Kingdom. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. With you in the studio tonight is Ian
Mountaineer
and the Reverend Captain Kickass. Well, we're going to go to your phone calls first. The number 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. We were just talking about going cashless, which more countries are trying to move their populations in that direction. Australia planning to be cashless, according to some expert, by the end of the decade, but functionally cashless by 2025. Let's go first, though, to Jet, calling us from somewhere out there. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I want to talk about the cost of living increase that's happened over the last few years, but I first want to congratulate the captain for at least one time using the term government people. So I think, you know, when you take about 5 seconds.
Bravo.
Bravo. Okay.
Touchdown, Captain. All right.
And, because we got to use that as the adjective. And what I do is I just practice actually once in a while. Government people, government people, government people. You know, that type of thing. Anyway.
I think it's a good habit to get into.
You see, Jet, if you hadn't called in all of this time over the last four-ish years or so, like, this moment could have never happened. I'd like to thank my producer and my writer and, of course, Jet for calling in all the time.
Yeah, mostly I hear you use the phrase, the organizational type known as government.
I try to use not just the word. That's awesome.
There you
go,
buddy.
Really,
the crowd's loving it.
Is really powerful.
Yeah, I think we're pretty good at it here, Jet, honestly. I mean, maybe we're not perfect at it, but I like to use government thugs a lot. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, anything, as long as you use government as an adjective, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, sure.
Call them anything else beyond that, you know, any bad name you can.
The people calling themselves the city of Keene or the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's okay. It gets a little long, but I mean, it serves the purpose. I have recently moved my operation from the middle of the Midwest up to northern Idaho, just across the border from Spokane. And I could not
believe
the difference. I like to use the word Spokane because it just bugs people.
Well, there's a Bob.
Congratulations.
Bob Rivers, the infamous radio host, morning time guy, also a phenomenal parody artist. He did an Eric Clapton parody. Yeah. If you want to get down in the town of Spokane.
Yeah, I also call it Spooky Town because it's kind of spooky sometimes. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, I want to thank our affiliate in Spokane, KXLY, AM 920, also on FM somewhere. I don't have it in front of me, but longtime affiliate. 100.7.
I first moved up here in 2000, and I built a castle on a hill. At that time, it cost me about $600,000.
With a moat?
And now...
A literal castle?
No. Yeah, well, it looks like a castle.
Do you have a moat?
But it's not...
Does it have a moat?
Big.
Does it have a moat?
No. But it was at the highest point in the city. It was overlooking the lake and the city and all.
Sounds
that
nice.
Stuff.
No moat,
so,
then?
But, just to clarify, you're saying
right
you
now,
had previously lived in Spokane, but now you have moved back to the area?
No, Coeur d'Alene. It's right across the border from Spokane.
Coeur d'Alene. So you previously lived there at some point in the past?
Yeah, 2000.
2000. And now you're back in the same area?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And what I what I found out was that same property that that disappeared in about 2006, thanks to my ex, is now valued at near $2
million. Wow.
It's like the costs here are insane. Yep. A bunch of celebrities are moving in more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I got to tell you, even a one-bedroom apartment is like over $1,000.
Yeah.
Per month, yeah. Yeah. And actually, the average rent, we talked about this within the last couple of weeks, has gone up to like 20. Sorry, I don't know if it's average rent or average mortgage payment. But
the average mortgage payment now has
it's like 2,800,
has crossed over 3,000. Is it now 3,000?
Yeah.
As of this week. The average rent is something like $1,700 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. In the United States.
For a one-bedroom?
Well, one-bedroom.
Well, that's probably factoring in, you know, the big cities, too. But I noticed one thing, that doctors, lawyers, mechanics, insurance companies, landlords, they don't care. They just raise their rent. And
you have to.
Everybody else just to kind of...
you have to raise your rent. If your property taxes are going up, you got to raise the rent. You know, if all your costs of living are going up, you got to raise the rent. I mean, the prices are going up. Rent's going to go up.
I'm talking about double.
I believe it.
The whole idea.
It wasn't long ago. I think last year we were talking about renters are paying 40% more on average from one year to the next. So, you go a couple of years and you're looking at a doubling.
So, that's another reason to put every other word behind the word government. Any nasty, complaining, derogatory term you can think of. So that was my story for the day.
All right, Jet. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Skeeter in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks,
Skeeter.
Yo, holla at your boy.
Thanks
for taking my call on Sedition Talk Live. Hey, what good is any support you gain for secession, whether it's from the public?
What do you actually sound like?
It sounds like he's trying to sound like this when he's calling in.
I didn't realize it was Matt Skeeter.
Like
hey, man. What do you actually
you don't
sound
like? My radio voice? My mom says it's sexy.
Oh, he's trying to hide. Weird. He's trying to not speak too loudly so his mom overhears what
he says. You do live with your mom, don't you?
Yeah, so what? Does it affect my argument?
No, it's just a thing, you know. People are going to do it more often. I don't think you should be ashamed of it.
Can you put your mom on?
It's California, Ian.
Yeah, we need to talk to your mom. Yeah, let's get her on.
I think we need to talk to your mom.
What's the captain's excuse?
Huh?
I want to talk to your mom.
Hey.
I figure your mom's got to be my age. Maybe
yeah,
she's
you're looking for a date,
right? You know?
California women are more likely to be attracted.
If you want to call me your boy, maybe I can be stepdad kick-ass.
You're desperate. You date a dead woman. Hey, so what good is any support you gain for secession, whether it's from the public or from politicians, if unilateral secession was already ruled as unconstitutional by the Supreme Court?
And well, why would anyone care about that?
Well, we actually did talk about that earlier, and what we would gain by that is if you have a culture that sees itself not as part of the United States, but as its own independent thing, we start less and less caring what the United States wants us to do, and thus doing less and less of that until it eventually just dissipates.
And the Supreme Court ruling doesn't matter because... the rule, as it has been set up, according to the founding documents, et cetera, and so on, is from the bottom up, not the top down. So,
yeah, I mean, the fact is, I know what Skeeter's referring to. He's talking about Texas versus White. It's a 1869, I think, Supreme Court case. It's the one they always trot out. All the people who are in favor of the Union, in favor of the Empire, they love to trot this one out. It was a court that was, as I understand it, stacked by Abraham Lincoln, who, of course, as you know, is willing to use violence to keep the Union together. So, of course, they're going to rule in his favor. It was a case about Texas leaving and who owed who certain payments. I don't have all the details, but I think your point is very well taken here, that if this idea has come, if its time has come, and enough people want this to happen, then it doesn't matter what 9 people in black robes have to say about it. Thanks for the call.
And even if they do, it's not like the Supreme Court decisions never get overturned. We just had the universality of abortion overturned by a Supreme Court.
Yep, they overturned themselves many times.
Right.
Did the colonizers, ask permission from the British court to secede from the British Empire?
No, they did not. And they wouldn't have gotten it if they did.
Right.
And we're not going to ask permission either. However, the plan is to do it peacefully here in New Hampshire without firing a shot against the southern forts or whatever, to actually just simply declare independence. Now, remember...
Did Gandhi say, we can't do it. The parliament said no.
Right.
In order to declare independence through the legal process in New Hampshire, from what we can tell, you probably have to do a constitutional amendment that would require two-thirds of the people of New Hampshire to vote for it. So you would have a supermajority that would have to be convinced to go away from the United States. And if you have that many people, then you've got a large number of people who really are ready to leave, and they are not going to care what some Supreme Court has to say about it. It will not be a factor because we're not asking permission.
As the empire collapses, less and less of that is going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The further into collapse the United States Empire gets, the less any of that is going to matter. It's just going to be a whole bunch of people going, hey, you know what? The empire's collapsing. The dollar is worthless. In order for us to get by and continue to live, somewhat of a decent life, we are going to have to go about it ourselves. That's, in my opinion, how things are going to turn out. Right. We're going to see this intersection of our ideas of liberty and secession and independence and individuality and voluntarism intercept, if you will, with the decline of the U.S. empire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And already, as a former, if not current, early adopter of technologies and things, I can see that this is the way to go. Is it going to happen in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? I don't know.
I don't either.
But at some point, those two things are going to intersect. The empire has been crumbling for all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
There's no signs of it not crumbling anymore, right? It's just continuing to go downhill. Look at the state of the dollar and its value and how it's continued to decline year over year over year. It's lost 99% of its value, whatever the heck that is, right, since I've been alive.
Yep.
And so that's just going to continue. Now, if you have a whole bunch of people who are like, hey, we recognize this is happening, and we also value, individuality, interactions that are peaceful and voluntary, those two things are going to intersect at some point. And to me, it's the perfect recipe for freedom, for secession, for declaring our independence from this behemoth known as the United States, the largest empire Earth has ever known.
Yeah, you might as well tap Thomas Jefferson on the shoulder and be like, what does it matter if we see ourselves as more and more of an independent country? King George specifically issued the edict saying we can't do that.
Yeah, the empire is crumbling at a rate that, their military prowess isn't even going to matter. At some point, they're not going to be able to pay their own frickin' bills.
But in the meantime, we are still dealing with empires, and they are a nasty bunch, including the United Kingdom. I want to come back around to the story we started the show with.
Oh, yeah.
This is from the Electronic Freedom Foundation. They have now passed what they call the Online Safety Bill, the OSB, which says it will make the UK the safest place in the world to be online. In reality, says the EFF, the OSB will lead to a much more censored, locked-down internet for British users, and the bill could empower the government.
This is so laughable.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but a broken computer is more safe than a fixed computer.
This is so laughable because, the internet is, they're using the word internet here, but what is it really?
Mm.
The World Wide
Series
Web.
Of tubes?
No, well, thank you, Bill.
Wasn't that George Bush?
No,
that was George. I thought that was George W. Bush.
No, I thought it was.
Or was it the Alaskan guy?
No,
it was like
Bill,
an Alaskan senator.
The radio guy. He was at the Talkers convention the year that I went.
O'Reilly?
Bill O'Reilly.
No.
I thought it was Bill O'Reilly.
No, I'm pretty sure
that
was...
Oh, no, he's the one who says we'll do it live.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
My bad. All right,
yeah,
so anyway.
We'll do it live.
Anyway.
Sorry, I threw you off there.
Yeah, you did. It's laughable because it's not going to happen.
It is Ted Stevens, U.S. Senator from Alaska, who called the internet a series of tubes. So they say that the government will not just undermine the privacy and the security of U.K. residents, but internet users worldwide.
World Wide Web. Right. Mm. It's not called the United Kingdom Web.
That's right.
It's not called, you know, the Irish Web. It's not called the Spain Web. It's not called the United States. It's called the World Wide Web. Right. There's nothing that a nation can do, literally, including China. Like, and even though they've tried, there are Chinese
people. There's the Chinese firewall.
There are Chinese people who are smarter than the firewall.
There are.
Who know how to get around the firewall.
Sure.
Have
of course, where there's a will, there's a way.
To get around the firewall. Yeah. And so, I mean, outside of the lemmings, right, the people who figured out a way to, like, explore the World Wide Web can still do so.
I'm with you on this point, Captain, but I'm also concerned for other people. I don't like to use the term lemmings or, you know, some other thing to look down on folks who just aren't, they're not aware of some of the things that we've become aware of in our lifetime.
The non-tech folk.
Okay. I mean, more people are, like you said, getting born with phones in their hands. I mean, how do you describe a tech person? I mean, for instance, like my wife, she's on a phone a lot, but she doesn't know how TCP/IP networking works, right? So, like, just because you have experience with tech doesn't mean you know how it actually works behind the scenes.
You might not be able to, and, like, I can't, like, there's some tech that, like, I've had exposure to, but I can't teach it.
Yeah, right.
Right? But, like,
I can't tell you all the details of how Bitcoin blockchain works, but I know more than the average person.
Right, me too. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that the non-adopters, right, are the ones who are getting pushed around. If you don't learn, if you don't continue educating yourself, you're going to get pushed around. And this is, I don't mean to use lemmings as a word to talk down to people or whatever, but there are common folk who do not use the internet. If they do, they're pushed around by it. Instead of engaging with it on purpose, they are engaged by it.
I see what you're saying. They're reacting to it.
Right.
But here's what you need to be concerned with if you're not in the United Kingdom. If you're in the United Kingdom, you've got a big problem on your hands here with this OSB, but it could affect the rest of the world because there's a clause in the bill that allows Ofcom, which is the British telecom regulator, to serve a notice requiring tech companies to scan their users, all of them, for so-called child abuse content. See, this is all on the auspices of protecting the children.
What does it mean, scan their user?
Meaning your files, your phone, your computer, your whatever electronic tablet, your device.
Oh, you mean spy on absolutely every bit of my data.
That's what we're talking about.
You mean what the FBI is already doing?
I don't know. What are they doing?
I mean, your phone is a spy device, whether you know it or not.
Well, my phone and laptop
my first
literally
thought is,
have spyware.
Are you saying that the FBI will no longer be able to access the UK? I mean, they are a producer of child porn. Let's not forget that.
I mean, the post office is monitoring your social media activity.
Yeah.
So
no, we're talking about a scan on the device, okay? And we're not talking about somebody's, you know, figuring
Bill
out
Gates
from your...
Bill Gates already made that a reality with Windows 11, right? Where,
are they doing that now?
Well, so what has happened is your computer used to be, well, yours, separate from the internet. It would operate and function if you were disconnected from the internet. That's almost impossible now. Right, you disconnect your computer from the internet, everything stops working. Everything is a subscription-based service now. You no longer can install, a PDF, thing.
There's more of that.
It's a subscription-based thing where you need to be connected to the internet and verified that you registered, et cetera, and so on. Software is now geared toward the subscription model, where even if you have, something installed on your computer, if you unplug it from the internet, it's going to be like, connection not detected, please register. Before continuing.
We don't know if you're authorized.
Right? So your
computer...
That
depends on which PDF reader you're getting.
It does. But what I'm saying is that the curve is geared towards no longer... Like, your computer is no longer personal. Your computer is now part of the internet.
Yeah, and that is a disturbing trend.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it. What we're talking about here is where they will... And we discussed this with Apple computers with their iPhone, a certain version that has come out of the iOS system.
Yeah.
Had this scanning feature, quote-unquote feature, which wasn't government mandated at the time. Apple just said, oh, we're going to do what the government wants us to do without being forced to do it. And they implemented this thing that is automatically scans photos that you take and photos or whatever that are on your phone. That's what they're talking about doing, but for anything, any tech company could be required to scan their users. This could affect messages and files that are end-to-end encrypted to protect user privacy. As enacted, the OSB allows the government to force companies, government people, to force companies to build technology that can scan regardless of encryption. In other words, they would be forced to build in a backdoor. So there would be no point to having encryption if you have a device that is in the United Kingdom, or if a company that considers itself under the jurisdiction of the United Kingdom then just changes all their devices. Because in a lot of cases, when business does something to comply, like for instance in the United States, a lot of times some businesses will just go to the max on compliance. They'll take the California rules because they're the most oppressive, right, and they'll just go ahead and apply them across their entire suite of products, or, you know, in all 50 states. That way they don't have to deal with like figuring out what they have to do in Connecticut and what they have to do over here. They're just going to go to the max.
This is policy now.
Yeah, so this could result here. And in fact, Signal, this is a whole other story, but Signal, which is an alleged encryption company, some people have their critiques of Signal. They say they're compromised or whatever. But the Signal group has announced that they are going to, if they are forced by this bill to put in, decrypt their communications for the government, essentially, that they will just simply leave the UK, that they will not have any kind of nexus.
Yeah, that's what I figured this is going to end up with, is something like Signal will not be available on Google Play Store, for example,
UK people,
if you have a UK IP.
And if they have any offices in the UK, those are going to be closed. They're going to completely exit that market.
Looks like you're in the UK, well, you can't download any of these programs.
These types of client-side scanning systems, according to the EFF, amount to bugs in our pockets, and a group of leading computer security experts has reached the same conclusion as EFF. They undermine privacy and security for everyone. That's why EFF has strongly opposed the OSB, again, Online Safety Bill, for years. But it has passed now. This is going to become law.
I get that. Here in the U.S., we know that the government people in the at the federal level can, you know, call up all of your communication records on your cell phone, your emails, your texts, without...
You're talking about what Snowden revealed in 2013?
Yes. And also some anecdotal evidence, right, within your trial. Some of my messaging appeared as evidence in your trial, right? And I'm like, okay, now maybe it didn't come
from,
my side, but it came from... Yeah. Right, but, like, they still have access to it.
Sure.
Right?
They have their ways.
So now this just includes, what, files on your hard drive as well?
Sounds like it.
Okay.
Hard drive, phone. The number here is 603-283-6160, but it's all in the name of saving the children. So, of course, this must be a good plan.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Ophelia is barreling across eastern North Carolina, packing top sustained winds of 45 miles an hour and bringing high gusts, coastal flooding, and life-threatening rip currents northward to New Jersey over the weekend. Forecasters predict 3 to 5 inches of rainfall across parts of eastern North Carolina and southeast Virginia Saturday night into Sunday morning. Encounters with illegal immigrants at the southwest border were up 27% from July to August, according to the latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection.
protection. It was driven mostly by apprehensions. Officials largely attribute the rising numbers to smuggling networks. United Auto Workers has expanded its strike to all 38 parts division centers operated by General Motors and Stellantis in 20 states. Friday's walkout of another 5,600 workers comes on top of nearly 13,000 who've been on strike at assembly plants since last week. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here. It's the Saturday edition. Coming up in about an hour, you want to join these two guys, Captain Kickass and People Snapmere. They are doing these guys. You guys.
Yeah. What do you mean, you people?
Is it just the two of you tonight?
It is.
Okay. On Beard Talk
and
Live.
And our callers.
Right. Beard Talk Live is a internet-only show. It does not have the FCC interfering with the things that can be said. It streams on our various video streaming platforms, such as Odyssey, and you can tune into that over at watch.freetalklive.com. That's the easiest way to find that stream. It starts at 10:30 or thereabouts, 10:30 Eastern Time. Once again, that's watch.freetalklive.com. Stay tuned for that. I know you guys are going to get into digital IDs.
We got stuff
tonight, which ties in with the whole cashless society, CBDC, all of that. So it'll definitely tie into what we've been talking about.
And what we're talking about right now in terms of regulating access to the internet.
Right.
That is, I mean, make no mistake, these are all one system. That's the plan. One digital ID that will have your genetic information, your biometric information, all of your money, and will determine what and whether you can access on the internet.
You'll need it to log in.
This access to the internet is incredibly similar to when a new country comes out of some old country, or if a country devolves into two countries or whatever. We're like, okay, we've determined the borders, and now we must determine who can and cannot enter permissibly.
Yeah.
Right? That's what they're trying to do with the internet. Instead of just going, hey, everybody can have it, because it's the World Wide Web.
Well, governments
right? They're going,
can't
No. If you live within this specific geographic area, you are subject to our rules because we are your rulers. We are your kings.
They can't just
and you can only do what we say.
Yeah, they can't just let something be. They have to control. Anything that moves, tax it. Anything that moves, regulate it. And put, you know, anything that's not
your
buddy's. You
must have a license now to get on the internet.
Yeah, put anything that's not your buddy's business out of business. Basically.
Like, anything that doesn't move, property taxes.
There you go.
The UK already has licensing for television.
And I learned recently it's not just the UK. It's also other countries in Europe like Germany, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Not
just the UK.
I was not aware of
that. I did not know that either, but some German guy.
Like, there are literally in England that I'm aware of, there are television cops.
Yes, that's
right. These are people whose entire job is to go around finding people who are watching television without a license.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's a thing. There's a penalty.
I wonder, what if they're watching television on their computer?
Well, that's what, actually, it was Ricardo. That's who told it to me, the guy who's the producer of the upcoming documentary film about the
Ballad of the Crypto Six.
He is a German citizen. He was, I think, born over there. And so he was the one telling me they had this. In Germany, and this may now be true in the UK as well, but it used to be that if you didn't have a TV, you didn't have to pay for this media permit or whatever.
Yeah.
But now they're basically saying, well, if you don't have a TV, you got to have a phone. You got to have a laptop. You got to have a tablet. Everybody's got something that they can watch media on. So now they have a media consumption tax that you are billed for on a, I think, every monthly or six-month basis or something
GFY.
Like that.
GFY.
So it doesn't matter. You can have television in your house, and you still have to pay this media consumption tax.
Yeah, I think this is the beginning of, there was a very dystopian piece of work that called this the listener license. The idea was that he was transmitting back in time, so he would tell you all about the world that he was wandering through. And one of the issues was that this listener license, you know, it started small, like, okay, well, did you purchase that movie? Well, then we have the record that says that you're allowed to watch that movie, and it just reached the point where you have to have the government's permission in order to read your child a bedtime story.
Wow.
How do people not revolt against this kind of thing?
Because they would rather be certain.
It's generations of obedience.
Yeah.
You know?
As long as everyone else is suffering the same way that I am, it must be a good thing.
Started small, it got bigger, and by the time it was, you know, a huge problem, it was too late.
It's ridiculous.
If there was anything wrong with it, I'd have heard about it on the news.
Let's get back into the story here, though. This is from the UK, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, talking about the new so-called online safety bill that has passed in the UK Parliament, which could be requiring companies, tech companies, to strip out any sort of encryption, to essentially put a backdoor in. If there's a backdoor in the encryption, you don't have
encryption,
okay? They say here that it's a basic human right to have a private conversation. The right is even more important for the most vulnerable people. If the UK uses its new powers to scan people's data, lawmakers will damage the security that people need to protect themselves from harassers, data thieves, authoritarian governments, and others. Paradoxically, UK lawmakers have created these new risks in the name of online safety.
And I'd like to take this moment to encourage any of our listeners that are inclined to do so to really put some effort into blockchain social technologies like Nostr.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yeah, because these are the kind of technologies that, by their nature, you cannot build a backdoor into them.
They're uncensorable.
There's no way to do that. Mm-hmm. There's no one who, like, oh, well, we have the key, but we'll let you use it. No. You have the key. So, in a strange way, not your key, not your communication.
Have you tried it?
I'm still poking around at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I unfortunately cannot because the government won't let me use things like that.
I see it pop up, but much like all of the other, we'll say, more decentralized social media attempts that have been made, none of them are successful.
Well, so I think the thing that's going to make this
by successful, I mean like getting a mass amount of people to join them, right?
Well, And I got to say, the adoption rate has, and the content rate on Nostra in particular, have been far in excess of what I would expect from, from yes, exactly the same sorts of letdown. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we had things that weren't quite there at all. And this, by its foundation, is going to, like, any kind of technology that is based on this will, I mean, in the same way that library is a kind of uncensorable way of indexing files, this is an uncensorable way of moving communication. So kind of in the same way that, like, okay, well, eCash got us this far, but it wasn't any Bitcoin. And as soon as you put things together in this particular way, it unlocks this extraordinary ability.
And, like, I think these things need to continue to be developed.
For sure.
Because I like the direction that they're going. I think that what it's going to take, though, is some sort of meta service, right, if you will. No pun intended, and I'm not saying, you know, the Facebook meta. I'm just saying a service that rides above all of the other social medias. Doesn't matter what it is, whether it's Nostr, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or MySpace, whatever, right? It's going to take a service... Kind of like how some of these broadcast services do for people like us, right? We broadcast a thing. We use a software to make that broadcast go to multiple platforms, right? So we're on, you know, like Vaughn, and we're on a bunch of video platforms. We're on Odyssey. We're on, you know, that kind of stuff. And we use one platform to distribute all that stuff. I think what needs to happen is there needs to be a social media company that sort of rides on top of all the existing social media. You can put your username and password into it for, like, the non, you know, secure social medias like Twitter and Facebook, for example. But it also will carry your completely locked down and encrypted social medias. And then you get to decide if you want to send a message to one, some, or all of your social media. So you only want to send to your encrypted people, that's fine. You want to send to all of your people, including the unencrypted, that's fine, too. I think that that is where ultimately social media is going to go.
Sort of social media aggregators?
Right, yes.
So, a little more about this bill, because there's more. There's much more to
should I mention when you call it a bill, that means people are going to have to pay for it.
Sorry, I shouldn't even call it a bill. It has been passed, so, you know, statute or whatever the hell it's going to be called in the UK. They've made some recent statements, according to the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, indicating it actually realizes that getting around end-to-end encryption isn't compatible with protecting user privacy. But given the text of the law, neither the government's private statements to tech companies nor its weak public assurances are enough to protect the human rights of British people or internet users around the world. Online platforms will be expected to remove content that the UK government views as inappropriate for children. Now, that sounds way different than, like, child sexual abuse imagery. That just sounds like anything that's quote-unquote inappropriate, right? That's a whole other category.
Didn't we just go through this with Canada, where Canada demanded something? I don't remember what it was. And then, like, some companies were – oh, no, it was the news. Canada was like, hey, news companies, right, you need to pay – some
it was, they said that to social media companies. You have to pay the news companies or else we're going to hurt you. And so the Facebook said, well, we're just going to turn off Canadian news.
Right.
Yeah. If they don't, they'll face heavy penalties. The problem is, in the UK, as in the US, people do not agree about what type of content is harmful for kids. Putting that decision into the hands of government regulators will lead to politicized censorship decisions. The OSB will also lead to harmful age verification systems, which they've been working on for years in the UK. We've talked about that before. This violates fundamental principles about anonymous and simple access that have existed since the beginning of the internet. You shouldn't have to show your ID to get online.
Right.
Well, come on. You can trust them with knowing how young your children are. They're government people. They wouldn't be involved in, say, like, an international child trafficking ring. That just doesn't happen.
Age-gating systems meant to keep out kids invariably lead to adults losing their rights to private speech and anonymous speech, which is sometimes necessary. So what they're saying here is a very brief article. There's only a couple more sentences. But what they're saying here is The excuse is the children. The excuse is protecting the children.
Always.
The crackdown is against everyone's privacy in the name of protecting the children.
From what?
Suggesting that you would need to show your identification to be able to comment on a blog,
right,
to be able to comment on Facebook or some of these other websites where previously you could just sign up with
protecting
an email address.
Protecting the children from what?
Something inappropriate.
What?
I'm not asking them. They don't have a list here.
They never have a list.
It'll be they know
they
when they see
say.
It. They'll never say what it is.
They might see blood.
Yeah.
They might see all sorts of things that we don't believe that they're ready for.
All things that they're going to see anyway.
Whatever it is, the list is going to grow. It's going to start with whatever on it, and it's going to expand to have even more. Okay, we know that because government programs always get bigger, and they always get more invasive.
Sure do.
And so essentially they're saying here that in order to comment on this new version of the Internet, you're going to have to be identified, because if you post something that's unfriendly to children, they're going to need to be able to send the police after you.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
So there goes your anonymous Internet posting, at least if you are in the U.K. They say in the coming months we'll be watching what type of regulations the U.K. government publishes, describing how it will use these new powers to regulate the Internet. If they claim their right to require the creation of dangerous backdoors and encrypted services, we expect encrypted messaging services to keep their promises and withdraw from the U.K. if that nation's government compromises their ability to protect other users. So that's a basic summary of what is going on there. It's probably much deeper and much uglier than what they got into.
All right, so how is this similar to what Australia is doing?
With what?
What we talked about earlier.
Well, because Australia passed the internet restrictions many years ago that were restricting certain types of pornography. They have a block list that exists at the state level as far as certain websites that you're not allowed to access in Australia. So, I mean, they've already had internet restrictions for some time.
As I like to say, monkey see, monkey do. When a government somewhere does something, and, you know, it works out for them, not for you, right? Not for the people, but it works out for the government. It's coming soon to you, right? So if you combine what the UK is doing with what Australia is doing or has already done, this is an indicator of your future. That's what I'm saying.
I think that they pretty much sealed the deal as soon as they had a place called Ofcom. I mean, tell me that doesn't sound like Minitrue.
What's Minitrue?
Ministry of Truth from 1984.
Oh, right, yeah. Ofcom sounds like get off communications.
Yeah. Right? Ofcom. It's not Oncom. It's Ofcom.
Let's go to the phones here. We got a caller unscreened. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello, it's Jeremy listening from in Australia.
Oh, hey, good morning.
Listening on Odyssey, or actually just over the phone now. I just wanted to call in and promote the Free Talk Live TikTok channel, at Free Talk Live. Wanted to make sure everyone knows there's a TikTok channel. And
we have a TikTok channel?
What's that? Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not on TikTok.
And hopefully promote the ideas of freedom to younger people.
Yeah, it's something that Aria and Bonnie had started like a year or two ago, and then subsequently they dropped it just because it's hard to keep a bunch of projects going. But Jeremy actually stepped up recently to take over operation of that channel, and
nice.
I don't know. Have you put anything there yet, Jeremy? I know you just literally got the password for it. Okay, cool. What's new? What have you put up there?
I've just put three or four clips a day of what you guys have been talking about on the show.
All right, awesome. Well, we'll definitely have to start mentioning it then if there's actually content going up there.
Thank you.
If everyone who's listening who has a TikTok can follow at Free Talk Live and like all the videos, or if you don't like the stuff about Free Talk Live, that's great too for the algorithm to go in and comment all this. How much you hate everything or how much you love everything.
Skeeters go in there as we speak to start spewing off.
I hate the captain. He hangs up on me.
All right, great. Well, feel free to go ahead.
I just wanted to wish you luck with the part two of your sentencing hearing.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
A week from Monday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What time is it there in Australia right now where you are?
It is almost 12 o'clock. Midday.
Okay, so good morning.
So, the morning show in Australia.
Do you have commentary on what we were talking about earlier with regard to Australian banks getting rid of cash? There's a prediction that Australia will be functionally cashless by 2025.
No, I haven't heard about that, but I used to run a crypto exchange called Spend Bitcoins, and it shut down. It ran really well for 2 years, and then it shut down after 2 years because I had accounts at all the major banks, and over the, this is probably 2015, 2016, they one by one started sending me form letters and closing my accounts until I had no accounts left.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with these form letters. It usually goes something like, we've reviewed our account with you and determined that we don't really want to do business with you anymore. Have a nice day, and we won't tell you why.
That's exactly it, and they wouldn't let me, and nobody would tell me why, except the very last bank finally told me why, and it was probably similar to your situation. It was because they had found that some scams, somebody had been scamming people, and that bought Bitcoin through my company. I had no knowledge of it, and it didn't make any difference. They just shut it all down.
That's how it goes.
Sorry to hear that.
So you haven't heard anything about...
At least I'm wondering to the spiritual retreat, though.
Yeah. So you haven't heard anything about any of the Australian banks stopping acceptance of cash? Apparently the... do you remember what it was?
Macquarie.
Macquarie Bank? You ever heard of it?
Macquarie.
Macquarie.
No, I haven't heard any... And no, I haven't heard anything about that. I try not to listen to the news...
When you're out and about, do you mind saying what area of Australia you're in?
Northern New South Wales.
Okay, New South Wales. Wasn't that one of the worst for COVID crackdowns?
Sorry.
Jeremy?
Yeah, sorry. I have to go. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries.
Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Have a nice day, and thanks for the work on the TikTok channel over at Free Talk Live on TikTok. I was going to ask him what his experience with paying is. You know, are people using debit cards, credit cards, or is cash still a thing in New South Wales? But maybe we'll hear from him again, and we'll get to ask him then. Let's go to David Hathaway. He's the sheriff in Santa Cruz County, Arizona, the libertarian actual sheriff who is with us here. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Ian. Good evening, guys. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about a murder case that I am investigating right now. We had an individual named George Kelly that came to our county with the intent of hunting some Mexicans.
Oh, God.
He wanted to use the title of rancher, came and bought some property near the border, and then started to write fan fiction, which you can find on Amazon, about hunting Mexicans, shooting Mexicans with his AK-47, and then sure enough, he shot himself a Mexican and then claimed he was being besieged by a horde of Mexicans with AK-47s, which was pure nonsense. And then we're doing an investigation on it, and I got a bunch of personal threats against me from a bunch of neocons who was saying, oh, this guy's just defending his country. And there's stand your ground law. And
where did this man find the Mexican gentleman that he shot to death?
Well, what happened was there was two individuals. One of them is a roofer that works in Phoenix, and there was another individual with him, going with him to Phoenix. He ambushed them and blasted away, killed the first one right away, and then the other one became my witness. I went to Mexico and tracked him down, and they've tried to pay him off and contact the witness. And there was actually a GoFundMe campaign where they raised more than $500,000 for this George Kelly guy, and then GoFundMe eliminated the account and returned the money because they said we won't, for homicide defendants, we won't allow a funding, but then they went through another one. I think it was GiveSendGo or Kickstarter, one of the other ones, and raised money. But now, anyway, I've found the witness that was running next to this guy who was also shot at by this individual. And, you know, nobody was armed. Mm. And he admitted to our 911 dispatcher that he'd actually shot this guy. And we've subpoenaed his text messages where he's been bragging about shooting Mexicans, shooting at Mexicans. So it's an interesting case, and I've gotten a bunch of voicemail and direct threats to me and to the investigators in the office.
Wow.
Trying to say, oh, no, this guy's just patriotic American. He's doing his duty. You have a bunch of Hispanics that work for you in your sheriff's office, which we do, and they say you guys are all paid off by the cartels, and you're just trying to go after a good noble American, but it's had a lot of notoriety, a lot of Fox News coverage and mm-hmm. Newsmax and Zero Hedge, a bunch of other coverage on this.
Wow.
And actually a lot of people in my office, including myself, has been threatened for
wow.
actually investigating the case.
So the neocons, the anti-immigration people are claiming that this killer, or alleged killer, that this person had defended himself? Where was this incident? I mean, you said these guys were going to work.
It was on his property right next to where I live. I live right next to the border. Very peaceful area. Me and my wife walk mm-hmm. along the border every night in that same area. So, you know, but there is occasional movement of people. You know, they're not armed. You know, they're people, peaceful people coming to the U.S. looking for work. And so he found a couple of Mexicans and, you know, about half a mile from where he lives, and he was hiding in a ditch. This George Kelly guy, mm-hmm. I'm sure you can see a lot of articles about it on the internet, mm-hmm. popped up and started blasting away with his AK-47. And then later on, told the 911 dispatcher and recorded calls.
So I'm sorry to interrupt you again. These guys were on foot or they were in a van going to Phoenix?
They were on foot.
Okay.
They were going to Phoenix. They were going to get a ride on a road actually near my house.
So his claim is that these two Mexican guys were on his property trying to kill him, even though he was hiding in a ditch, allegedly waiting to kill somebody himself.
Yeah, right. And he claims he was shooting over the heads of a bunch of armed guys with his AK-47. But when the sheriff's deputies couldn't find the body, and he said, well, I might have hit something out there. I don't know. You know, I might have hit something like an animal, a javelina, a coyote mm-hmm. or something. And then when the sheriff's deputies couldn't find the body, he went out at night and hung a flashlight over it and said, okay, maybe now you can find it. At the same time, he was calling a Border Patrol buddy of his and telling him what he had done,
wow.
not knowing that the Border Patrol agent reported it all to us. So anyway, we got all the forensic examination, the autopsy showing that he shot the guy in the back. And but anyway, it's just turned into a big news.
Sounds like it.
So anyway, I started blasting.
He's 75 years old, by the way, this George Kelly. He is
yeah.
an old guy.
And then, you know, there was like 15 casings from his AK-47. No other indication of anybody else.
This big gang of people
yeah.
that he was supposedly firing.
Yeah, well, there's nothing more patriotic than killing people without a trial.
In
that's what makes us a better society.
It's really telling if you look at what he wrote on Amazon, his little fan fiction that he wrote talking about the same thing that he goes out.
Wow. David, thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing the story and
all
appreciate
right.
the call tonight. These guys are back in a half hour at watch.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.